Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. This is Religion Men Aligned. And I am Mubashir Akta of Brooklyn, New York, co-hosting. And the host is Imam Alfred Muhammad, who will be coming on later. And I ask all of you to make sure that you stay tuned in for the host, my brother Imam Alfred Muhammad, because he has something very important that you need to hear. I didn't say you want to hear. I say you need to hear. You need to hear what God's going to bless him to bring to the airway when he come on. I'm going to hold you and hope I can hold you to hold on to, you know, he come on, and so you can listen to what God has blessed him to bring. And I like to always open with God's name, Allah. That's the proper name in our holy book. The merciful benefactor, the merciful being. That's the creator of the heavens and the earth. He's the merciful benefactor, and he's the merciful being. And I'll openly bear witness to the whole of humanity that there is nothing worthy to worship the creator, God, and God alone. And he has no partner, mother, father, sister, brother, aunt, or uncle. And we'd like to thank you once again, too. I want to thank you, and I'd like to give a greeting of Assalamu Alaikum, and may God peace and blessing be upon you. That's a prayer. So we thank Almighty God, the creator of the heavens and the earth and everything in between, because he let us know through the last of the prophet, the seal of the prophet, Muhammad ibn Abdullah, born 1,438 years ago in Mecca, Saudi Arabia. God taught him and educated him into the knowledge that he wants for all the sons and daughters of Adam and Abraham, free to get that knowledge. And we know that freedom is a very important growth and development in the ones that God made, the human being, male and female, that God made to become the vice general in the Bible, in the crown of his creation, in our holy book, the Khalifa. Freedom. And freedom is not what a lot of people think freedom is. So I hope and pray that God bless you to hear with your good ear and heart and soul, mind, especially your good five senses that God put into your head, your intellect. So we bear witness that there is none equal to God. He has no partner. He has no associate. And we bear witness that Muhammad ibn Abdullah, born to be the last of the prophets, the seal of the prophet, one of the great messengers that God sent to the humanity down through time. And I'd like to greet you once again. Assalamu alaikum. There's so much that I can share with you, but I want to try to lead you up to and be in a position to listen to what the host of the show, my brother Imam Alfred Muhammad, you haven't heard him in a while, and because he's been preparing for a big, big event coming up very shortly in this month, and he's going to be one of the primary speakers at the event. It's still called Savior's Day. Savior's Day. And it will be thought about by the Mosque Cares Ministry of Imam W.D. Muhammad. And it presents Savior's Day 2017, the subject reflecting on our past to establish a future life. Saturday, February the 25th. And it will be held at Chicago Marriott Midway Airport, 6520 South Cicero, Chicago, Illinois. Book your lodging. I thank you, Captain Herbert, because most of the hotels are filling up. Some of them are already filled. But you can book your lodging by calling this 800 number, 956-2606. 956-2606. And mention Mosque Care. Speakers include Ishmael and Tisha Lukman, Imam Muhammad, dignitaries and guests. Rafik Bashir, Imam Tariq Muhammad, and our beloved brother Imam that you will be hearing in a little while, Imam Alpha Muhammad. And the Hadith and pioneer of Wadi is Imam Benjamin Yamini, Carbel Shaheed, Imam Agent Muhammad, and Patricia Alameen. Savings Day program begins from 1 o'clock to 4 o'clock p.m. Hadith Award Banquet is from 6 o'clock p.m. to 10 o'clock p.m. New Africa Marketplace begins at 11 a.m. and ends at 10 p.m. Program details, purchase and print tickets, www.savingsday.net. The Mosque Cares, themosquecares.com. This is the number of Mosque Cares, 708-679-1587. 708-679-1587. And the other weekend activity is at the Mosque Cares, which is located at 929 West 171st Street, East Hazelcrest, Illinois, zip 60429. And Juma, that's on a Friday. My brother again, Imam Alpha Muhammad, he would be the speaker. He would be the cartel. He would be the one that would give the lecture and the talk for the Muslim on the most important day, and that's Friday, Juma, will become the congregation gathering and prayer. And the day of service is on Sunday. Now, this is the 26th of February. That's what Savings Day is known, mostly. But at this day and time, the son of Imam W.D. Muhammad, he is the one that is took that position given to him by his father. And I know that I read what Imam said, you know, we can have Savings Day that is at a time of our advantage. Y'all in our time of advantage. And the ones that are in charge, that's what their responsibility is to do, to look out for the best time that we can get the maximum, not the minimum, but the maximum of what we are trying to get the people to say, to get the people to see. And that is that there's a community of people that started out in 1930, 86 years ago, that is still moving forward, not backwards, moving forward into the future. And we are the people that were known as the Nation of Islam, Lost Found Nation of Islam in the wilderness of North America, under the leadership of Imam W.D. Muhammad, mother and father. The men were called FOIs, and the women were called MGT. And these communities that produced those people is still moving strong, strong, strong into the future, and we're going to reflect. We're going to be reflecting on our past to see, you know, to establish a better a future life going into the future, and we can do it too because we have the knowledge and understanding of what God created us and the purpose that God created us for. So come on out on February the 25th. That's on a Saturday. It started on a Friday, really, with Juma. And the big events and things are going to be on Saturday, February 25th, at Chicago Marriott Midway Airport. And that would be, brothers and sisters, you know, that a lot of times you get a chance to see old friends that you started out with as an FOI. Some of us became secretaries and lieutenants and friends and ministers. And, you know, we had different positions that we held. And it was so wonderful because we seen ourselves building a nation for our people who were blessed to survive the slavery that another one of the families of Abraham and Adam, you know, disrespect what God says about the family of man and women that he created. He said he created us in tribes and families to get to know one another, not to hate and despise one another, but to get to recognize one another. So you have a chance to see that community that came from 1930 1930 up until this present time, and you will see some of the outstanding servants of God that ever walked this earth. Y'all hear me? Those people that were brought through the five friends that were called the Lost Foundation of Islam, God blessed them, just like he blessed our father Abraham when they the enemies put him in the fiery furnace, and when they opened the door, he was sitting up just as cool and letting them know there's no God but the one God. And God said, be cool, fire. We went through that in the Nation of Islam. The early pioneers, the only Elijah Muhammad, his wife and his family, they started out. They took a stance. And I was looking at the NAACP award, and they awarding people for this and that and recognizing people for this and that. And then they will go back in history of the people that passed that they seem connected to the movement of our struggle as in slavery. But what this don't sit right with me, and I know I ain't the only one. We, as Muslims, Imam Muhammad, Honorable Elijah Muhammad, we didn't exclude the Christian movement, the civil rights movement. We didn't exclude that. We just didn't accept what it was promoting. But we never cut out, and we never stepped away from the big family tree that all of us came out of Africa that we belong to. But they don't include nothing of the history that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and Sister Clara Muhammad, and all of those wonderful men and women that were called FOIZMP, Muslims have a history, a great, great seat in the history, in the bringing about freedom, justice, and equality to the sons and daughters from the family tree of Africa. And these so-called historians, they come and they honor each other and don't even mention us as a part of the spirit and the soul and the heart of our people coming and striving to obtain freedom, justice, and equality. We play a big part in that. And our history is a big history. And you don't realize that God don't never allow anyone to take away from his obedient, righteous servant, especially one that called on him and recognize with a conscious mind who it is that gave life to them and who it is that created the world and put men and women in it to reach a point in their life to be recognized as the crown of the creation that he created them in the creation as men and women over all the rest of his creation. We are people that will recognize that through trials and tribulation. And we submitted and to God that we was wrong. We was wrong holding on to the idea that a foreigner gave us from India about our Creator. And it was the son of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, Imam Wahbuddin Muhammad, was blessed by God to turn us around in our thinking and our rational, logical makeup and our good common sense. Use our good common sense and listen to what God says through the last book that he revealed to the last of the prophet, the seal of the prophet Muhammad Ibn Abdullah, born in Mecca, the servant of God, and a prophet to humanity that God made him, the universal prophet, the last of the prophet, the seal of the prophet. So this is Black History Month. And I'm looking at earlier Andrew Young and Mr. Lewis, John Lewis, and they were talking and they were showing the struggle of our people through the nonviolence movement when they were trying to walk across a Pettus Bridge down in Alabama. You know, the chills, I'm looking at this, you know, and I said, man, how can they, the people in the world that belongs to the family that God said he made in tribes, he made us in tribes and families. I said, how could our brothers belonging to the family of humanity, human family, How could they, and their children, how can they still sit around and see what their mothers and fathers of old that had the wrong idea about their black brothers and sisters that caused them to do what they did to us, and they recorded this here? How in a right mind a Caucasian man and woman gonna be content and satisfied looking at what their mother and father calling themselves human beings in the image of God and following the way of the prophet they call Jesus that they connect their religion to, and not be disturbed to want to join the mighty movement that is represented from those people that experience that. There's another side of the struggle, the freedom struggle, and there's a struggle that was taking place with the people that refused to accept to worship a God anymore that's in the image of a man. That community rose up from that position. Now, you want to talk about success? Now, look at the Nation of Islam. At one time, moving in the direction, challenging white race supremacy that was established in the religion called Christianity. And you think that you should not want to reflect on your brothers and sisters that took a stand for the future generation coming after us to not be in prison, to not be a captive to a diabolic scheme that was given to our brothers that is called white and Caucasian. They were put in a trick bag too. But we are a community that can be show the most successful people in this country that were subjected to the idea of worshiping false gods, that God blessed their community through a leader, an obedient servant, born on the shores of America, born to the man and woman that was a leader of the Lost Foundation of Islam that were called FYZ and MT. It was their son that God seemed fit to establish him in the history of a people that have suffered more than any people from a form of slavery that it was sold out of pocket. They had to name the peculiar institution of slavery. You don't think it's worth showing that side to our children to come, and to show it to all the sons and daughters of Adam and Abraham that God said he created and tried his family? You don't think that that's worth showing all the children that belong to the white family, the black, the brown, the red, and yellow family? You don't think that history, you're making a great big mistake. Because you want to see people that came from a position and overcome what prisoned us and was enabling us not to be free to move in our mind. That's the freedom. That's what they took away from us, the freedom to exercise our intelligence, to stand upon our rational and logical five good senses that God put in us. They try to destroy that. That's what slavery would tend to do, wipe all of that out of us. Never to let us be connected to what our mothers and fathers were connected to before they were brought here and put into the worst form of slavery any human being ever experienced. Don't even mention Jews. They don't fit. They should not say anything about slavery in front of us unless they're going to ask for some advice on how we got through it and not became a savage and try to imprison the people that did us or go around and blow up their houses of worship that were called temples, the Jewish synagogue, churches. No, we didn't do that. We didn't do that. We are people that you want to see a success of the human soul, the human spirit, the human rational logical makeup, the good common sense, and the intellect that recognize more than anything else what God created it for. Are you talking about a success story? You talking about a people that survived the idea that took away their freedom, justice, and equality, the scheme, the strategy of a sick mind that seduce the white brothers and sisters, mothers and fathers, to conflict that terrible, terrible experience they put us under called slavery. Now, you want to see a success story, you should look at the people that were called Muslim, black Muslim, and the people that belong to the family tribe that were called Negroes, colored, blacks, and three-fifths of a human being, and see how God blessed them to be successful, to rise up, and see what is the most important thing that he created and gave to the human being. And that is our human brain, our human intellect. That's what they try to destroy, and that's what they're still trying to destroy. So I want to share with you, because I want you to listen in a little while to the host of the show, Imam Alfred Muhammad. Now, he can show you or talk, tell you and enlighten you about success stories that he has learned along with himself in that group of people that were called black Muslim, and especially belonging to their family tree, and they call the people that are the sons of Africa who stem from the enslavement of their mother and father that was captured and brought out of their home and put into a torment and cut off and disconnected, so they worked to not ever be connected back to the tradition, the culture, the language, and especially the God that they were serving before slavery cut that off from them by them being captured and put into slavery in this part of the world. And we got some success stories that would enlighten the intellect of any people whose tribe experienced similar slavery. But none of the tribes of the sons and daughters of Adam and Eve ever experienced the depth of inhumane treatment through the process called slavery than we went through. Who is the we? The ones they call Negroes, colored, black, monkeys, apes, and three-fifths of a human being. And you want to talk about success? You want to talk about a spirit for success? Listen to this here. Imam Muhammad says, spirit for success. Excellent of the spirit, Fahid, that's the one that's over. Conflict, serving God with inborn moral law, will of God in man. Objective to understand the spirit for success. Now, how many of y'all understand and recognize the spirit for success? You will if you keep listening to the program. Keep listening to Religion, Meaning of Life. And call your friends and relatives and tell them to dial in right now on their cell phone. They ain't got to come out their house. They can do what they're doing. Put it on the speakerphone. You got company. Everybody can hear it. Dial this number, 805-727-7013. 805-727-7013. Now, we need a spirit for success right now. We need the resurrection of the human spirit. And believe you me, God has prepared a community that is able by following his way and won his way more than any other way in their lives that were called black Muslim and recognize that we was on the path of wrong and worshiping the God that the slave master gave us, and the God was in their image looking like their skin color, and they called him God's only begotten son, Jesus Christ, and he's identified as a Jew. Now, this is Black History Month, y'all calls it. And we dissatisfied by even using that terminology, but we have to, because that's all y'all seem like you want. You know, don't want to know nothing there. Even though you heard truth coming a long time to you. This truth that God has brought to the followers that separated themselves from their brothers and sisters that are still holding on to an idea that God is a white man. Yeah. Those people were blessed by God to separate themselves. God separated them. God is the one that he said he created you in the wombs of your mother as you pleased him. He gave you your color and your speech. And I thank Almighty God about why he chose me to be a Muslim. And that's not proudness or arrogance. I have to tell the truth. I have been blessed to come into the knowledge of the one that created me, that the created my mama, my dad, and my sister, my brother, all the human family. I have come back into the knowledge of seeing him with the right perception by belonging to a group of people that recognizes that they were going in the wrong way, because we were given an idea, like the Christian brothers and sisters were given, that God was in the image of a man. And the man that came, and God blessed us, meet black people in Detroit, the black bottom, and some of the black people that was among him, his teaching was Sister Clara Muhammad, the wife of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, who was a devout Christian woman. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad, mother and father, and they left the South because of the lynching and the cruelty that was meted out to the black people down in the South and came up north. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad father was a Christian preacher, and his father was a Christian preacher. But when they heard their son, Elijah Poole, Willie Poole, when he heard their son, Elijah Poole, that God bless, when his wife took him to hear this man that told us that Islam was our religion and Allah was our God, and when all Elijah Muhammad heard that, history was made from that. He shortly changed his name and asked Mr. Farad, because Mr. Farad gave the name Muhammad to his brother Khalid. So the Almighty Muhammad told him, said, listen, we are family. We want to keep our family name connected. So he said, he had named the Almighty Muhammad Kareem. So the Master Farad said, okay, I hear you, Elijah. You're Muhammad. So that's how he became known as Elijah Poole Muhammad. And his wife came to be known as Clara Eden Poole Muhammad, M-O-H-A-M-M-E-D, the Muhammad with the medicine. So we have a success story coming from that community. We're called Muslim, black Muslim. We have a success story that we believe is more beneficial than any sons and daughters from the tribe that were called Negro, color, black, resource of a human being, that would benefit our children going on and on into the future when they hear the success story of the religion that God blessed those people to step out of, that was holding them or made them captive, and created a spirit by brutalizing them and putting fear of them to bow down and worship a God looking like them, a God other than the one that created all the sons and daughters of Adam and Abraham. We have a spirit. We have a spirit. And that spirit represents us and our Christian brother too, that accept to be in the spirit like Nat Turner, some of those correct, Harry Tubman, Sojourner Truth, Frederick Douglass. That's the spirit that should be seen, and that's the spirit that should be motivated and connected back to our history. But the spirit that is the strongest spirit that will keep us going into the future, and our children going into the future to have sustained success that nobody can tear down, it is the spirit that God put into all the sons and daughters of Adam and Abraham. That spirit that is designed to bring them to their destiny that God created them and put them in the path that he put on the human being, heart, soul, mind, spirit, rational, logic, makeup, good common sense, on a pattern called fitra. That's your natural pattern. That's where the success lies, to stay true to that. And we have been blessed as Muslims to be connected back to that spirit that our mothers and fathers had on the continent of Africa, because they had been turned on to worship the one true God. They recognized that God wasn't a white man, a black man, a brown man, a red man, a yellow man. He's the one that created the white man, the black man, the red man, the yellow man. That's the spirit that they took from us. That's the spirit they try to kill in us. That's the spirit they trying to keep us up out of. And many of our ignorant brothers that hold on to the religion that was designed to keep that spirit out of us and to kill that spirit in us, they call it Christianity. Now, this ain't not, we don't have nothing like, you know, my mama said, we're not talking about the good Christian people. We're talking about the strategy, the subtle, the diabolical plan that put our mothers and fathers in a situation to become docile. And they had a movement from the white race that were called the Ku Klux Klan back in that time that put terrorized us and put fear deep into the psychological makeup of many of our people. And you who hold on to that a diabolical scheme that kept our people down under the knees of the white race supremacy mentality by sending them to what they call the church and giving them a religion that ain't got nothing to do with Jesus Christ movement. They're the Antichrist. We was blessed who became Muslim to realize the wrong that we was in or the wrong that we was doing when truth came to us and we refused to hold on any longer or worshiping any man as God because we were told also that God was a black man. We rejected. That's the spirit for success. And God put it in every human being. If you wish it the one that created you, you will have more success. You might say, well, I'm successful. Could be, but what did God say? What good is it to gain the whole world and lose your soul? Now, you say success built off of what this world, that the shaitan of what the artificial mentality of white race supremacy tell you what success is. But have you heard? Are you aware of what God says success is? That's what you need to know, what that spirit is connected to, the spirit of success that God wants you to have. So continue to listen. This is Religion Meaning Alive, and I'm just getting ready for my brother, Ma'am Alfred. He will be on at 4:00. And so you have enough time to get what you got to get, and so you can give your undivided attention, and you can call your friends and relatives. I hope I'm still on. You can call your friends and relatives and tell them to call in to Religion Meaning Alive by dialing this number. If anyone is on, and if I've been cut off with you, please let me know. I hope I'm not cut off. And tell them about this number, 805-727-7013. 805-727-7013. And because the host of the show, Imam Alpha Muhammad, he will be on at 4:00. So let me share right quickly something that Imam Muhammad said, spirit for success. Imam said, when God created man, y'all listen. When God created man, he created human consciousness. Are y'all listening, please? When God created man, he created human consciousness. You know, Muhammad said, now the human spirit exists to achieve success. The human spirit exists to achieve success. He now said, we believe in order. We believe in order to have the sense of success in the sense of achievement that satisfies our soul. We must have good establishment in the world. Now, I'm looking at all these programs, Black History Month, NAACP Award, and they got people that they're giving them all kind of awards and successful achievement in this world. And God clearly taught Muhammad and educated Muhammad to let all the sons and daughters of Adam and Abraham that strive to get the best life in this world. But don't forget the next world, which is called the afterlife under here. That is the better world. But also strive to get the good. But don't forget that it is the world that only God is the judge over whether you are successful enough to be in that world at the end of your physical life. I hope y'all understand it. This is religion in a line. And we know what we're talking about. We ain't guessing. And we're not in the dark. We are coming with rational, logical, common sense, five good common sense knowledge that God gave us to make become success in the world that he put us in by using your good five common sense and being morally and spiritually upright in your intention and become consciousness that there is nothing worthy of worship that you should be worshiping other than the one that created the sun, the moon, the stars, and everything in between, including yourself, old man and woman. Become conscious of that. Become conscious that God ain't no white man, no black man, no brown man, no red man, no yellow man. Become conscious that he's the one that created the white man, the black man, the brown man, the red man, the yellow man. One creator, one God, one human family, one humanity. One human family, one humanity. One God, one creator. But the Imam Muhammad said, maybe, I'm just different. But I have never seen a happy saint. This is for the holy rollers that can't see no wrong and can't see no good in anybody but themselves. And they are the main one that have a bad spirit to get the success that God said he created for you to get. Now, Muhammad said, when I say saint, I mean a hermit-type person or a person that say, no, I can't have women. I can't have sex. Now, don't we have an order of Christian people on this earth, saint like that, and in other religion too? That ain't allowed in Islam now. Let's get this. Don't get it twisted. This is not allowed in Islam. God said all of us to get married. That's what he put man and woman in the garden to multiply and be plentiful. And they gave the wrong idea. I have a look at that picture, but we got the correct idea. You know, Muhammad said no. They say no. I can't have women. I can't have sex. I devote myself to the religion only. And I don't want money. I don't care how good that movie is and how intelligent it is. I don't want to go to the movies, to the movie show, et cetera. You know what I'm saying? I have never seen one of these types of people happy. You know what I'm saying? I haven't heard them laugh. But when I look at them in the face, I see sadness. You know what I'm saying? How can a soul, y'all hear this, please. How can the soul of a human being be happy without having the life of a human being? Huh? Y'all think about that. Please. That's just kids. I pray God that new people are listening and children, the young adults coming up after us. Here, the one that God chose from the people that were put down and shut out from every quarter of this world, this new world, the United States that became the leading world in this day and time. We were born in this country, and we went through a process that denied our spirit or tried to kill our spirit for success. But look at how we still had people that couldn't read and write. And they had a spirit in them that the white man and no other man could kill because God put it in them to have success that he wants them to have. And to understand, and they have the understanding of the spirit for success that God wanted them to have, like all the other sons and daughters Adam and Abraham, did he say he created them tribes and families to get to know one another and recognize one another, not to hate and smile at one another? So the Imam says, how can the soul of a human being, they didn't say just black people, he said, how can the soul of a human being be happy without having the life of a human being? Now continue to listen. Imam said, there is a modern 20th century thinker among the scholars of Islam that I feel somewhat indebted to. For as a young teenager in my father's house on 4847 Woodlawn on Chicago's South Side, Imam said, I had the privilege to go to his collection of books, open the wood cabinet door, and read from those books. I hope y'all listen. I hope that I'm still being heard, too. I hope I'm still being heard. This is Black History Month. This is Religion Mean or Lie. I am the co-host, and the host is my brother, Imam Alfred Muhammad, who will be on shortly. But until he come on, I'm going to share this, continue to share what our leader says about Spirit for Success. Imam Muhammad said, I had the privilege to go to his collection of books, open the wooden cabinet door, and read from those books. Imam said, I would do it, and my father liked it. Occasionally, he would express a concern that was on his mind because he didn't want any of his followers following anybody else thinking. Did y'all hear that? Because he didn't want any of his followers following anybody else thinking. You know, sir, one of the books I read that had an impression upon me was a book on the thinker who created the ideology for actually bringing about the creation of an independent Muslim state. His name is Iqbal, the philosopher and scholar. Dr. Iqbal attracted me because he had such great appreciation for the human individual, and he wanted every human individual to have faith in his own created and inherent excellence. He described the human constitution. Y'all listen. Which is the core of the human being in these words. He described the human constitution, which is the core of a human being in these words, soft like water, but it can become hard like a diamond. Imam said he was advising the human individual to be flexible so that upon their will, when it was necessary, they could become hard like the diamond and soft like the water. Your ability to conform to an idea, a principle, or a belief is the most precious and more valuable part of your life. Now, I'm going to read this again so you can hear it with your good heart, ear, mind, and spirit. Your good five senses. Imam said, your ability to conform to an idea, a principle, or a belief is the more precious and more valuable part of your life. He says, when you conform to it so strongly that you become solid and strong in your conviction, your rigidity, and your stubbornness, is like that of the diamond. The man said, the diamond can cut through steel. He also said, if you release a drop of water into the ocean and make ripples, then you can't find it. But if you drop a diamond on the surface of the ocean, it will make ripples also, but it will not be changed or lost. It holds its form. This philosopher and poet, Imam said, satisfied something I needed real deep inside, and I became an admirer of Dr. Iqbal. I began to read his papers on God, man, and the universe. Malala Mal Duty, also influenced me. His full name is Maulana Asadi Abdul Allah Maldudi. He described the consciousness of a human being in this book, The Islamic Way of Life. He said that we need to faith in the superiority and supremacy of a creator who's over all that exists. You see, I don't hear that. That's the Almighty One and true God. Mr. Maduda also said that the beginning of faith in Islam comes with the teaching of Tawhid, which means unity. This unity is the unity that God has incorporated everything by. Allah's one. And then goes to the Quran, chapter 112. Say he Allah's the one. Allah the self-sufficient, master whom all creatures need. He begets not nor was he begotten. And there is none co-equal, y'all hear that, or comparable unto him. That's what God says about himself, and I hold it in yours too. But it's hidden in the Bible, more than it's hidden in the Quran. That's why the Quran has to come. Because the conspirators that accepted the whisper of the one that God warned us about as the children whose mothers and fathers were tricked by the most subtle and despicable creature on this earth called, in the Bible, he called the Satan. In our holy book, in the Bible, he's called the Satan and the devil. In our holy book, he got to a level and changed his name because of he became more subtle and more despicable in dealing with the scheme that he had in his mind, a soul, to challenge the man that God said he was going to make the crown of his creation and the caliph, man and woman. He challenged them. We see the story, our mother and father, they weren't as knowledgeable with that wicked one was. They tricked them up out of the garden by getting them to not listen or keeping conscious of what God had told them to do and not to do. That's the story, and that ain't what I want to get into. I just want to get you to listen with your good heart, soul, and mind about spiritual success. Because we don't need to keep letting people have access to the ear, the heart, the soul, the mind, and the spirit of our babies, our children, in colleges, in high school, in grade school, or whatever. Even, matter of fact, we shouldn't allow that to come out into the human public that we live in. And the government should, and the religious people should be protecting the citizens wherever they are, leaders over, no matter what family, tribe they belong to that God said he created, and family, tribes and family of the human being. He created us in tribes and family to get to know one another, not to hate and despise one another, but he also admonished us to fight against the open enemy that y'all not aware of, like you should be aware of. All of y'all join together and fight against him, because his schemes is what have caused hurt to the human being by not being able to be obedience to God's way more than any other way. And listen to that skillful supplanter that would take you out of your original nature, take you out of your very original nature, and make a man think he's a woman and a woman think she's a man. That's how subtle that mind is. Words make people. And he knows the words to give you, to hold you up and keep you from reaching your spirit of success that God put in you. So Imam Muhammad says, nothing can penetrate the wholeness, oneness, or the unity of Allah. Y'all hear this here? Nothing outside of himself can come into himself. His unity, talking about God, his unity is reserved pure and perfect eternally. It's given in the word Allah Usama, which means that he exists by himself because of his own God nature of divine existence. He stays protected as he is, and he will always be God, the perfect, the one, the unitary whole in himself, all complete and needing nothing from outside. This is the only truth. This is only, y'all hear that? This is only true of God, and it's true of nothing else that he created. Everything else that he created has to depend on something from the outside. Now, I hope our young minds, man, that belong to the good Christians, the good Jews, and the good Muslims, whose mother and father can rise up and understand in the late ages of their lives that they experienced things in this country, some that was born back then in the 30s are still living, that belong to Judaism, Christianity, and Islam. They have lived to see this world change for the better. Oh, yeah, still got some bad times, but America has grown and have been traveling with the help of good people that is not recognized. Imam Muhammad said they're angels. God got them protecting this country. Let me see how much time I got. Okay, I'm gonna read this here because I ain't got that long. I'm anxious myself to hear what our brother, the host of the show, Imam Alpha Muhammad, got to say to the listening audience. Let me read something that Imam Muhammad says about this country. He said the United States has angels protecting it. So there are certain people in this world, they're going to be successful. Everybody is waiting for the United States to fail. Imam said, this government, y'all listen, this government has angels, saints, and holy people protecting it. Not directly all the time. In fact, most of them don't protect directly. They protect out of sight. They are not looking to be recognized. They are holy, saintly people with knowledge from God, protecting the good achievement of the United States and its purpose, as a nation. Imam said, so don't look for this nation to die, not now. As long as it's responding to God, trying to be better, human life, trying to better its human life, and get in a position to get more of the real human life to make better possibilities for others, Mr. Trump, to make better possibilities for others to have the real human life. You know, as long as this nation is positioned that way, don't you expect anything except more progress for the United States of America. And now I'm talking to us now. It's community. And that's what I want you to come into. I want you who are with me. Y'all hear that? Our leader said, I want you who are with me to come into this position. And once you come into it, nothing will cause your death or you to fail, but your own suicidal spirit or behavior. Remember Muhammad said, you want to kill yourself? You can do it. But that's the only way it will come. You will have to kill your own self. Imam said, I'm giving you the plain truth. So dear listening audience, write quickly. God has blessed Imam Muhammad to be able to see things in scripture that is called the Bible, the Old and New Testament, in the Quran, beyond the imagination of most of the so-called leaders over those religions. But there's enough of them that recognize that he was far ahead into the future with the word of God, so that would be light for the sons and daughters of Adam and Abraham to have a path to travel. Like God blessed him to travel down in his heart, his soul is not. He found the last of the prophets in the last revelation. He told President Bill Clinton, I thank God Almighty, I was able to put my finger on the Muhammad of the Quran. not the Muhammad of the world, M-U-H-A-M-M-A-D, not that mad Muhammad. I put my finger on the Muhammad with the Madison. My name was spelled with the last three letters that began with Madison. He said, Mr. President, I am not the mad Muhammad. I am the Muhammad with the Madison. So let me see. I got by five. You know, Muhammad said, what we see, no, where am I going? I can jump some. I want y'all to see, I want y'all to hear what this man Muhammad said. When he say, nothing can penetrate the wholeness, the oneness, or the unity of God, Allah. Nothing outside of him can come in to himself. God don't have anyone feeding him, nursing him, changing him. That's human being. Can't nobody become God on earth? God didn't create the destiny of the human being to become God. Y'all hear me? I'm saying God didn't bless the destiny of the human being, or bless the human being destiny to wind up with them becoming God. There's only one God, and that's him. And everything else is his creation. God created a human being to reach his human potential as a human being. That he put in his good common sense, five good senses, words make people. He put it in his moral makeup, his spiritual, intellectual makeup, his mind, his rational, and logic makeup. If they keep the good intention to come to where God created them to come, to be recognized as the crown of his creation, the vice general, and the caliph. Because he didn't create you to become God. He's the only one that created the sun, the moon, the stars, and everything in between. One creator, he allowed you to become creator. He says in our holy book, men can become creator, women too. But he has to remind y'all. He has to remind the human being, because that's what challenges God, is the human intellect. And you can challenge that, but listen, God says, now don't forget now, just because I allow you to be a creator, man and woman, I am the best of creators. So submit to what I say about your creation, about the world that I created and put you in as the highest form of the creation that I created. I gave you something I didn't give to all the rest of the creator. I gave you a brain, an intellect, and I put a spirit in you. When you use that brain, good common sense, you automatically on get success, because that's in my plan for you, to become successful in the form and mind and soul and spirit of the body that is called human being. And you are no God. And I'm not a white man, a black man, a brown man, a red man, a yellow man. I'm the one that created the white man, the black man, the brown man, the red man, the yellow man. One creator, one God, one humanity, one human family. One human family, one God, one creator, whose proper name in our holy book, the God revealed, the last of the book, the seal of the book, Allah. And the last of the prophet, the seal of the prophet, and the messenger of God, is Muhammad ibn Abdullah, born 1,438 years ago in Mecca, Saudi Arabia. So I hope and pray that you also, dear listening audience, can help keep this program on airwaves by helping Imam Alpha Muhammad, by supporting him and sending whatever you can, big or small, to 1302 Minden, zip 0703. 1302 Minden, 0703. Help, my brother, help him keep this program, Religion in the Line, on 7 days a week. And all you have to do to listen to the show is call this number. Like, you should call it right now, because you may have to get ready to come on. 805-727-7013. 805-727-7013. And come out every third Sunday. He'd be there himself to promote what God has blessed him to see and understand how to help his people who survived the slavery, the children of those people, who survived slavery, we are their children, who stood up in the world and declared that the white man ain't God. the black man, the brown man, the red man, the yellow man, none of the men and women are God and goddess. There's only one. And that's the one that our ancestors became free here in the mouth when they began to recognize, some of their children began to recognize that the white man ain't God, the black man ain't God. And those that recognize the white man ain't God, the black man ain't God, they return back to the religion of God, say, he gave our father Abraham the gift of all his sons and daughters, of him and Adam, because he purified that religion. Thank you for listening. Peace be unto you. As-salamu alaykum.
Yeah, we're going to do it. Thank you.
And we are God to have with us Brother Muhammad Sharif, wonderful people in Islamic Center of Sage County. I'd like to make two announcements before we get started in the broadcast today as we set up our Facebook Live audience. The Black History Month event, which will be held at the Islamic Center of Passaic County, and the address is 126 Heron Avenue in Patterson, New Jersey, next to East Park. It's going to be at 7 p.m. The speaker will be Imam Muhammad Qatani and Imam Alfred Muhammad, invited guests, the daughter of Al-Hajj Malik, Al-Shabazz, Malcolm X, Free Admission, who will be providing all the welcome, presented by Master Luke Noon of Patterson, New Jersey, in the Islamic Center of Passaic County. The address I will be giving will be Alice Long, the African American in the Destiny of Man. I'm going to hold what I have to say. Also, I want to announce to the people in the audience that we will, first of all, I'd like to wish Happy Status Day to the followers of the Lost Time Nation of Islam under Minister Farrakhan, because I am the member of the Lost Time Nation of Islam. The original Lost Time Nation of Islam has now merged into Community of Imam Warfeen Muhammad. So for Minister Farrakhan and his followers will celebrate Savior's Day in Detroit, Michigan, the city of our birth, Happy Savior's Day. But we will be celebrating Savior's Day next weekend in Chicago, Illinois, where the Honorable Elijah Muhammad's headquarters was. And the headquarters of Imam Muhammad's ministry is still in the Cook County. Friday will be Jummah. I will be leading the Jummah, and my khutbah is the greatest plot in the history of humanity, God. Strategy for saving a people. The greatest plot in the history of humanity and God's strategy for saving a people. And God, the text we're going to use, the Quranic text is this. God says, they plot what Makaru, or Makaru Allah, or Allah will hurry in my. In other words, you come up with any scheme against the righteous, God will let you go with this scheme, and then he is going to come and undo this. Whether we know it or not, we are going to win. Now, the people who are weak and they don't have any faith, they want to spend all their social capital on the political situation. Are we on Facebook Live yet? Not yet, okay. All right, as soon as we're on Facebook Live, just some preliminary. Today, I didn't feel like coming. I just had to go to a friend of mine to favor to visit a church for him and a headache. But when you learn to listen to Allahu Akbar, a dog knows that God is greater than him. You ever watch a dog when the thunder and lightning come? He shudders. I noticed that the cat I had comes to us when we're making the devotional prayer. Now, what does that say? So a fool may know God is great. But God doesn't have to send that message to a human being. The human being has a mind. God is telling you that the concern that you should have over and above envy, over and above jealousy, over and above, I don't like the mother because he wore a turtleneck, over and above, I don't like the person he's a Christian. But when you look at the situation of African Americans today, we are so drunk on pettiness. We want to welcome our Facebook Live audience, wherever you may be. Oh, we're not here at home. You know what is amazing as we wait to get set up for Facebook? I'm looking at the stats. 84% of people listen to us on Religion Means Alive are in the United States. 10% of the people listening to us in Norway. 6% in other places. And the Caribbean. For this broadcast, we just need more support. Now, I tell people I'm unapologetic, unabashed, without hesitation, telling you that what our mission is to work on the ex-slave. That's what we're in. We don't apologize. We go all the world. Met the Turkish prime minister, met the chief rabbi, and I tell my mission has not changed. What? If you go to a hospital, and a man comes in and he has a toothache, and another man comes with a bullet in his brain, who would the doctor see first? The man with the bullet in his brain. And aren't we the so-called American Negro got a bullet in the brain, in our brain? Huh? Can we say we have bit the bullet? Huh? Wherever we are, now we can get all worked up when people, when President Trump tells us that our city is sentence of hell. Then we can get all angry. And we read this man cuss the president out when he tell us that he's prepared to send troops in. What did Imam Muhammad say almost 42 years ago? He organized a group called Flight Arrest and Pioneer Patrol. He also, before they came with Seed and Weed program, he came up with a program called the New Earth Team. This wasn't a team to convert people to other Islam. We have to be first converted to our humanity. Now, let me be, get us off the hook. I know we don't like these painful discussions. We don't want to hear about it. We'd rather pray our way out of it, sing our way out of it, shout our way out of it, bicker our way out of it. But we don't want to hear this. I have to give the slave master an A-plus for doing the most destructive and disastrous act known to man. You got to give them an A. You got to give us an A for survival. You got to give us an incomplete for healing. We can talk about Tamir Rice. We can talk about Michael Brown. Chandra Bland. Kill, and these are terrible, horrific acts that have been perpetrated, predicated on. But what about the 7,000 African Americans that were killed at the hands of African Americans? Nobody talked about Keisha. Nobody talked about your stepson that was killed. And my determination as an urban peace warrior is to stay on that case. And I am here to say to our people, we must exchange the social psychology of a destructive people for a new psychology. That's what the Bible tells us, a new heaven and a new earth, meaning a new mind. That's what heaven is, the mind. New leadership, not leadership that will sell us out by telling us political things. Oh, I won't sit and meet with the president of the United States of America. They condemned Jim Brown, who has done more work in gang prevention than all the civil rights and black caucus leaders put together. They condemned him because he said he's going to meet with the president of the United States. Now, I'm not here to curb any water for the Democrats or the Republican Party. I could care less about either one. My concern is freedom. I'm going to tell you something. I'm convinced that we as a people prefer to blame the white man. We prefer, and I'm telling you, the white man got enough blame to be shared. But with all the work that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad did, all the work the Imam Muhammad did, all the work that Marcus Garvey has done, we are in the most opportune time in our people's history. But yet at the same time, we're in the worst. How could that be? Because we are right at freedom's gate. We're right at justice gate. And we can't even walk in. And one of our great ancestors was the Egyptian. Haji Wilson said that will come. He said, the Negro, if you don't create a side door, if he can't enter through a side door, he will create one. Aren't we given a side door in history now? Aren't we walking? We have 120 African American colleges. Morehouse College right now is teetering on bankruptcy. Howard University is teetering on bankruptcy. And yet we have $7 trillion. I haven't seen an Indian store close up yet because they didn't have lollipops. Now, it's painful stuff for us to say that we have a responsibility. You know, it's very easy to blame Trump, President Trump. I won't do you expect them to call him out of the title that the American people voted for. I didn't vote for him. But that's the people, American people's decision. Well, I'm not going to shove a fool lightly. I have watched the Congressional Black Caucus or the Congressional Black Caucus. They are dead body of people. They're having life because they're not talking to African Americans about the most important things in their lives. And you can say, well, what about the Black Lives Matter people? Does it really matter? There's 7,000 lives slaughtered. Right now in Chicago, Illinois, the city of the President of the United States owns, the city of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, Imam Wardima, the city of Reverend Jesse Lewis Jackson, the city of Minister Louis Farrakhan. Now I'm calling the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. But yet he is not able to effectuate. I think they're at up to 41 killings. What we need in these neighborhoods is not massive jobs. It's not massive grants. What we need in these neighborhoods first and foremost is a massive peace effort. Now I form the Urban Peace calls us to wake up and accept responsibilities in our homes. For making peace in our home. That's why I partnered with the father, son, men, and boys. We sent African American men who are psychologically predisposed to abandon our children. What do you mean they're predisposed? Our children were ripped out of their own home and sold because of predisposition to abandon our children. I understand it. I get it. A father has to drink. Feels he has to drink. Feels that he has to shoot dope because he can't support his own family. But God gives us some instruction. It says, surely man is in law. Except what? You're going to be lost. You're going to be confused. You're going to be alienated. And God gives an exception. Except those who join in the mutual teaching of truth. No wonder people call inconstancy and patience. Patience doesn't mean just laying back, wait. It means come in, there's 7 people here, I'm going to come. If there are 2, I don't know who is in the Facebook audience. I don't know who in Blog Talk Radio land will wake up and say, Brother Imam, I want to help you with the responsibility not to blame the white man, not to beat up on the slave master. If the slave master were to come back today, I would cut his goddamn head off. Wouldn't that be fair? Would that be proper? Wouldn't that be the right thing to do? Absolutely. That's not hate. Somebody
somebody will shackle you, rape you, destroy you, what kind of mercy? It would be the mercy of God to take him out. Hmm? You ready for life?
You ready for life?
Surprised at the number of people we get through Facebook Live. And we had 600 people listening to this. And thank God. Praise be to God. That praise be to God. We say Allah. And I want those who are listening who might be Christians to know that you pick up a Christian Bible in Arabic. It says Allah. See, people like Jared Falwell and White Lion, they would like to tell you that when we say Allah, we're talking about another God. That God. That's what we're talking about. But again, this is not religion we are teaching. Man Muhammad said, we're here to teach the effects of slavery. Yes. So we have to accept full responsibility. That's what these meetings are about. You know, I can't fill up a hall with magic like Omar Johnson. No, I'm not going to fill up the hall with that. I'm not going to fill up the hall and tell you the white man is the devil. I'm not going to fill up the hall with that thing. You'll be packed if you're giving some people the magic, telling them that a mothership is going to come out of the sky and save them. They'll come to her that kind of stuff because it's easy. This is painful, difficult stuff. But I know in the end, this is what will transform our people. This is what will cause our people to take hold of that $2 trillion that we have in our hands. Did you realize, or do you realize, if we support the 120 African-American colleges, if those universities and colleges were functioning, they would create hundreds of thousands of jobs. So we shouldn't say job, the lack of jobs, police brutality, is a symptom of not being a people. We're not a people. And 50 million of us hanging out together. No unity, just like in our home. Most of us in our family, society, people's family. Anytime you go home and the television is on, and somebody else is in your home, and you're not sitting watching television, you're not watching and talking to each other, all you do is all you are is a group of people who live together. You don't have a home. A home is when you have a group, a father, a mother, a respected. That's when you have a home is not the place to be out. That's just a filmmaking place. Here we have community land. Community land. And we will never have community land until we have community education. Education. That's the purpose. So every third Sunday, right here at the Entrepreneur Business Center, we gather first the men. Do you have the men in the society that are the legs of the society? Much of the situation that's taking place in our neighborhood, most of it, but the men are dead. Our women are angry at us for not being men. You know how a mother feels when her son doesn't come home because he's at the undertaker. You know, I was talking to a lady with the undertaker. She said she's gotten tired. Yes, that's her business, but she's gotten tired. Going to young people's funerals. That's the first and foremost issue we have to bring before our people. We have to bring before them a sacred respect. So we're going to be traveling to Patterson, Jersey City, Camden, Newark. We're going to target 10 sites in Jersey and 10 sites in New York. And we hope for the summer's over. If you all support what we're doing and send your donation, Imam Alfred Muhammad, post office box 1302.
and I my own soul, so I can reconcile with my own soul, reconcile with the pain that I have inherited. I've said on this broadcast before, I am the grandson of a slave. I accept that. That's a hell of a thing to have to say. If somebody owned me. I met a Caucasian name was Booker. He said, I'm your brother. No, you ain't my goddamn brother. You're the slave man. I would never accept you. But you owned me. In fact, that really is not my name. Because we didn't have, I don't know how many of y'all know it. How many know that we had no name, no last name? If you were brown, when you were on the block, but they didn't call you not brown. You were on a chattel, what they call a chattel slavery. Your name was on the record as a piece of property, a room left. If you were sold to a wealthy, you were wealthy. People having no name for themselves. Call themselves by the last plantation they were on. Now, some of them were hip enough to say Koja. They knew that they had some connection with West Africa. They were few and far between. Some said Freeman. You see any African American with the name Freeman, that name is a made up name. He didn't say, I ain't going by Booker Brown, Culpepper Johnson. I'm a free man, period. Some of them who had gotten free, that walked out freedom. This is African American history. African American. It was started by one of our own people. It's all for us. Cottage tea whistles. Now, Muhammad said, if cottage tea whistles, book, I want everybody in this audience to get that book called The Miseducation of the Negro. If you read that book, and underline paragraph by paragraph, I guarantee you it'll do more medicine for you than anything you can read. I don't understand Mr. Farrakhan why he's going telling people to call Ron L. Ron Hubbard, a white man, as we used to call him a devil from Elizabeth, New Jersey. Couldn't even find a white man from a bigger city. They had to get a white man from Elizabeth, New Jersey. With something called Dianetics. When Carter G. Woodson, the seed of the problem, if red and root would change. Remember when it came in office telling us what? Words make what? People. He said, word is any picture language. If we got a word going on right now, not my verbal word, but the fact we've come on today. Could have said, I don't know what game is on. Super Bowl was 2 weeks ago, right? But the fact is, African American men have made a decision to come up with a powerful word. And I'm glad to see Brother Muhammad Sharif. He came, he brought gas. That tells us he's not dead. He is not lost. Look what he was told from the Andalite. I am lost. I told my son, you got to come out. This is men. And men have to come together. They are the legs of the society. And let me tell you something. That's why they are flooding our neighborhood with garbage music, real music, huh? What they call it? Trap music in the binder, huh? Some place that you hide. Trap. That only the criminal mind people can talk about trap, right? And I check my trap. Now that's acceptable music. Satan is now urinating in our own brain. You heard us talking to church. You heard us talking to mom. Because they're too scared. I can understand the church. Because the church has not been revolutionized. There are few preachers. And I go to church practically every Sunday. Just left before I came here at a church. Because I want my people to know I haven't broken from them. I never break them. The Palestinians, I don't care what they tell you, they're Palestinian Christians. And they still see themselves as what? Palestinian, Indian Christian, Indian Muslim, Indian Hindu. They see themselves as Indian. Yoruba people. Not all the Yorubas are Muslim. Not all of them are the Yoruba religion. Some are Christian. they see themselves as Yoruba. Did not see myself as an African American. And one day I should get enough courage. One day I should get enough spirit that I should name myself. I should name myself, and I see nothing wrong with the name Bilal. I'm not ready to push it on us now. You got to build up a consensus. Brother can't even build up a consensus in his own house. How the hell are they going to go out and tell our people, except to be calling down? Because you ain't going out in the streets and done any work. You don't talk to your people. So I ain't listening to none of these messages tell me anything. But I know they are the new ice house of America. They're here to put people to sleep. I'm glad to see them alive. Hustling men. Alive. They ain't talking to Trump. They're saying fire. Behind me is men. They're come alive through the word of God. And what God says in the Quran. He says, who? Elah, the Billy Law, the dignity. Invite all to the way of God. Didn't say invite them to the Sirach, to the way of God. There'll be people will be called. Some will be Christian. Some will be saviors. Some will be others. As a Muslim, I my life should be an example. But if brothers decide they don't want to be a Muslim, am I to force them to be a Muslim? No. I am to by my example. If they don't see anything out of it, in fact, I don't want somebody to become a Muslim if they don't want to. I wouldn't even urge them to. I wouldn't urge them if they didn't get the help. If they don't see enough out of me, the witnesses said they want to be a Muslim. That's why I tell y'all preach the same thing. Hey, Jesus said, let him who has an ear hear the word of God, right? Let him who has a will. So why can't you go out in it and hold your will on people? Because it makes you feel good. Oh, he's a Muslim. But he's drunk. Maybe he doesn't drink. Maybe he doesn't smoke. Maybe he doesn't do any of those things. But what is he doing? He's taking care of the neighborly need. He's in a hole in the wall with five to lot, and people are shooting and killing all around him. Is that a real Muslim? God says, have you seen him in the lottery and seen licking the bread? And forget what? Neighborly need. That's the same thing the Bible says. Love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, all thy mind, all thy soul. In that what? Neighbor is thyself. You know, some people think when I teach this, oh, man, you be wrong. Now, I say format is description. Politics is not going to answer that question. Economics ain't going to answer that question. When we have scripture, economics is a part of being a natural person. Politics is part of being a natural person. But you have to have the first thing that the Quran tells us, obligates us, to seek ye first what? The means that I have made available to you, the promised life, the life that you, when you get out of here, ain't going to be no Johnny Cochran. Ain't going to be no any of these trials. You're going to answer to God. So you have to seek that, knowing that that life, and guess what? If you're broke, hungry, and out of doors in this life, you're going to be broke, hungry, and out of doors in the next life. So you will be resurrected as you are. So you seek the promise of life, knowing that you will be held accountable to God. But don't forget your share of this world. The Bible puts it another way. It said, seek ye first the kingdom of God in his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Christians present it in the community. But what you are in communion? Community. The picture language, the visual of a Muslim prayer service is not up to him. The only reason that person is making an individual prayer, or what we could call a sinner prayer, not getting the largest stomach family, is to prepare him to join the group. And the picture language is the group. God is with the group, right? And the best picture language is the prayer at the sacred nest here. And now, what is that saying to you? Once you see your concerns as a global concern, that's the big picture. That's what God wants. But it's all about community. You think God cares about you bending and bound? No. The bending, the standing, is that you stand on the word of God. And since we're focusing on community, we're talking about what God wants for a community under a leader. You can't lead yourself. Huh? And even three women are together. The woman has to be in the middle. She can't stand out front. That's why we call it men's meeting. Huh? If daddy at home, who leads the slot? The oldest son. Daddy at home, the oldest son called the day. Which means the oldest son called you to civilization, and daddy leads you into it. Huh? And at a home where you have all the needs. Education. First education is your mom. Who provides the economics? Daddy goes out. Tell why our men are so frustrated why they want to get drunk. See why they're getting high and they're getting angry and they're killing each other because they can't be the man. They don't have the psychological wherewithal. What's the problem? The religious power. Particularly the mob has abdicated this responsibility. That's why we ask you to dedicate $10 a week to us so we can have tent meetings. Huh? We like to have Fetty Wap to come perform or even just sit on the stage because we want to teach him too. Huh? We want to teach Jay Electronica. Huh? We definitely want to teach Chief Keith. Huh? Well, teach these people. We don't want them coming teaching nobody. They need to sit and listen. That we used to do in the nation of Islam. We should invite our people, our celebrity out. They need an education. And that they are looking for us. They will tell you, I'm looking. Where are you at? I have a Christian preacher talk to me 3 and 4 hours a day. Why are you talking to me? He ain't trying to convert me. And I'm not trying to convert him. He wants to know what strategy did y'all relied on to you. Wake us up. And I told him the essence of it is the Amelie Muhammad told us self-responsibility. And you know, he took those general orders and worked us over with it. And that took me 40 years to get a 10 job in this post. Something.